Non-Monogamy Help is a podcast where your questions about open, non-monogamous or polyamorous relationships are answered. Our host, Lola Phoenix, will consult a licensed therapist with over a decade of experience to address your problems. Names and locations have been changed or censored to keep your questions anonymous. You're listening to Non-Monogamy Help, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 127 of the Non-Monogamy Help podcast. I'm Lola Phoenix. Please send your questions to ask@nonmonogamyhelp.com and they'll either be read in the podcast or the column anonymously. If you want to read all the columns and listen to all the podcasts, you can find everything at nonmonogamyhelp.com. If you want to be awesome and just help out tons, you can become a newsletter subscriber by going to nonmonogamyhelp.com/email. And of course, the column and the podcast are both on Twitter and Instagram at nonmonogamyhelp. If you want to support the columns and podcasts and everything I do, I would love it if you'd consider becoming a patron. Even the lowest tier helps me, just generally supports the column, pays for things. I would really appreciate that. You can do that by going to patreon.com/LolaPhoenix. And if you join the podcast shout out tier, I will, with your permission, read your name at the end of the podcast. So let's get to this week's discussion question. If this is the first episode you're hearing, every week before I read the letter, I put forth a discussion question you can use with people that you want to get to know better. And I also answer it myself briefly to give you a little bit of context. This week's discussion question is, what is polyamorous culture to you? This is really interesting because I don't know if I'm involved enough for there to be a culture that I'm aware of necessarily, because I'm kind of a little bit of an introvert and I don't necessarily always enjoy social events, so I don't really go to them. I'm not so much keen on being part of a quote-unquote polyamorous culture because of the experiences I've had in the past with just, I don't know, sometimes I feel like whatever I'm interested in or whatever I do think, like, I don't want my whole personality to be kind of like subsumed by a single part of my identity. And there are times when I've joined lots of different types of communities where I felt like, okay, this is getting to be too much, like this is my entire identity and I don't like that. And I don't want that to be like my entire identity, in the similar way that people like feel about lots of different things. So I don't know is that I'm necessarily part of the quote unquote culture. Not quite sure. But yeah, that is what it is to me. It's just not something that I'm super interested in because I don't really like defining myself and being so into a kind of like, I don't share enough commonalities with polyamorous people within a quote unquote culture for that to be a culture in and of itself that I'm super interested in, for me personally. So yeah, discussion question is, what is polyamorous culture to you? Let's get to this week's question. My girlfriend has hinted at a polyamorous type of relationship. I've never been in one and she has. I would like to hear more from a straight male and the experiences, good and bad, of this culture or lifestyle. I'm open to learning, just not easy to find information. Before we get to this week's answer, I want to quickly remind you of this episode's sponsor, BetterHelp. Quite often in a lot of my columns and podcasts, I encourage people to seek a polyamory-friendly therapist, and for a lot of people looking locally for a therapist who knows about polyamory or is not going to blame everything on you being polyamorous can be difficult or out of their budget. BetterHelp allows you to find therapists online you can send messages to at any time of the day, and you can switch up therapists, and they offer some financial aid. You can get 10% off your first month by using the promo code NonMonogamyHelp at checkout or going to BetterHelp.com/NonMonogamyHelp. Let's get to this week's answer. So I am a little bit confused as to why you have contacted me, because I'm not a straight man. I'm not straight and I'm not a man. So I don't know why. I don't know why you're asking me about that perspective, because I can't give you that perspective. What I can say from my experiences of, have I dated straight men? I don't know if I have. I think that I dated a man who and I don't know if this person identifies as a man anymore. But I have dated someone who at the time identified as a straight man. But anyway, my experiences are, and just from the things that I've learned, is that whether or not the culture or lifestyle suits you really depends on what kind of straight male you are. If you are a kind of straight man that very much is invested in stereotypical concepts of masculinity, stereotypical concepts of heterosexuality, and gender roles, then polyamory might be a struggle for you. And that's mostly because when you break it down, polyamory is specifically allowing both partners involved in a situation, or all partners involved in a situation, to date and sleep with and romantically be involved with as many people as they would like to be involved with. And men who are super, super into gender roles, super, super into what they think is traditional masculinity, which I would argue is not, but whatever, don't tend to like the idea of the woman that they're with sleeping with other men. And they tend to have these sort of rules where the woman that they're dating is not allowed to sleep with other men, but only other women. And whilst that can work for some other women, and they don't tend to, there are sometimes women who don't just want the headache of arguing against that kind of like weird, I mean, it's not super weird. I understand why some men feel this way. And I understand that it's, and I didn't understand this actually until I had a partner who was bisexual and was dating people of all different types of genders. And I realized that when I shared a biological commonality with someone, it was a lot easier for me to compare myself directly to them. And I experienced a lot more anxiety than I did when my partner dated somebody who had less biological comparisons with me. So I don't necessarily always think that when straight men in polyam relationships want what's called a one penis policy, where they only want their usually female partner to only date other women and not men, which is like a whole transphobic problem with it. But because they don't tend to, you know, I don't always think that it's because they don't see women as a threat, or because they think women are not as quote unquote dangerous of partners. I think it sometimes it has to do with, it's easy to compare yourself directly to somebody and make that kind of contrast, and then have a lot more fear when, you know, you have similar setups, let's say. But in general, I think that that tends to be something that a lot of straight men who are super invested in stereotypical gender roles have struggles with, is that the women that they are dating are allowed to sleep with other people, and they tend to have a lot of feelings about that because of all of the stupid shit that society has taught them. I think also that straight men will find it difficult to find partners sometimes, because on a basic level, like, unless you are living in a city with a huge polyamorous community, generally speaking, a lot of people who are in polyamorous relationships and are trying to date other people are trying to date other people who are, you know, not aware of polyamory. And to put it bluntly, when there is a straight woman who is looking for men to date, she tends to find an easier time getting attention, not necessarily getting quality relationships, but getting attention, because even if she is cheating, some of the guys that are giving her that attention won't care. And of course, it obviously depends on the woman and lots of different situations. It's not the same for every single woman. I think for straight men, they tend to find a harder time because there are a lot of people that assume that polyamorous people aren't actually polyamorous, that they're actually cheating. And there aren't a lot of women who are interested in helping a man cheat, but there probably are a lot of men who don't care about helping a woman cheat. I mean, it's a gross oversimplification. It's not true in every single case, but I do tend to notice that straight men have a harder time finding partners within polyamory in general. Not necessarily always. I think there are different challenges for different people, but that is something that I find. So yeah, I mean, I'm not a straight man. I thought that was fairly obvious by my name being on. I mean, I don't know. It could be a straight man named Lola. I ain't judging. But I think that I identify myself on my, I have no idea, but I'm not a straight man. But those are the things that I think that you may struggle with, depending on what kind of straight man you are. If you're the type of straight man who is uninterested in societal gender roles and expectations. If you're open-minded and you don't necessarily care about things like that, then you might have an easier time. But at the end of the day, like the main things that I tend to ask people when they have some interest in polyamory is, first question that I tend to say is, could you monogamously date someone who has a time-intensive career or hobby or does not intend on spending a large amount of their time with you? Because at a basic level, regardless of what type of polyamory your girlfriend has an interest in, the sort of commonality between all types is that your partner doesn't spend as much time with you as they might do in a monogamous situation, unless you are monogamous to a person who maybe had a time-intensive career. If you don't even want to engage in a monogamous relationship with someone who won't be spending the majority of their time with you or as much time with you as you'd like, then I think you would struggle with a polyam relationship outside of any emotional aspects of it, because on a very basic level, agreeing to non-monogamy is agreeing to a situation where your partner doesn't spend as much time with you as they might do in a monogamous relationship. So that's the first thing. And then second thing I would say is, like, is there any interest that you have as an individual in polyamory? And to think about your ideal polyamorous situation, do you actually have an interest in developing multiple romantic relationships with other people? Do you have an interest in sexual experiences with other people? Because even though polyamory is specifically about multiple romantic relationships, there are plenty of people who prefer to have one strong emotional and romantic connection with somebody and then have lots of different types of sexual relationships with other people that aren't necessarily as strong emotionally as the other relationship. But do you have some interest in any of that? Or maybe are you super independent and like your alone time, and so you don't mind that your girlfriend may not spending the vast majority of her time with you? So all kinds of considerations, all kinds of things to think about. I think you can check out my 101 article if you'd like, nonmonogamyhelp.com/101, to get a rough idea of like what you might be interested in. However, that's my best approximation of what I can give you as someone who's not a straight man, who is a non-binary agender person, who is read as a woman and treated as a woman by the society in which they live. So yeah, I hope that helps and good luck. Thank you for listening to episode 127 of the Non-Monogamy Help Podcast. If you want to be awesome, you can donate to the Patreon. Donating $5 or more means that, or actually I don't think it's five, whatever. Donating at the Patreon support level, I need to like stop saying that, means that your name with your permission will be read at the end of the podcast. This week's current patrons are Laura Boylan, Chris Albury Jones, Duke, Nikki Jones, James Wartell, Justin Calm, and Aaliyah. And if for whatever reason you can't do all that, please put a rating and a review on iTunes or Spotify. I don't think Spotify has written reviews, but you know what I mean. If you rate the podcast, it really, really helps me because it, you know, tells the algorithms that there is this social proof that the podcast is good and that people should listen to it. And they're more likely to listen if it's highly rated. So please, please rate it. And if you're not going to highly rate it, then don't rate it at all. Anyway, all right, that's all for this week. You'll get a new column next Friday and another podcast episode in a fortnight. Thank you again for listening. You've been listening to Non-Monogamy Help. The podcast music was done by Chris Albury Jones at albury-jones.com. Thank you again for listening.